Page 40. 2. Read and listen. Check your answers. Story time.
The Shoemaker and the Elves. In a country far away, there is a shoemaker. His job is not easy. He always gets up at 6 o'clock and he never goes to bed before 11 o'clock. The shoemaker always cuts the leather and then he makes the shoes. He works a lot, but he hasn't got a lot of money. One day, he cuts the leather for 10 pairs of shoes. But he is very tired. So he leaves the leather on the kitchen table and goes to bed. The next morning, the shoemaker gets up and sees 10 pairs of beautiful shoes on the kitchen table. He is very happy. That night, before he goes to bed, the shoemaker cuts the leather for 20 pairs of shoes and leaves it on the kitchen table. The next morning, there are 20 pairs of beautiful shoes on the table. Every night, he leaves the leather for more pairs of shoes, and every morning, there are beautiful shoes on the table. Many people in the town want a pair of the shoes, and soon the shoemaker has got a lot of money. But who is making the shoes? The shoemaker wants to know. One night, he hides under a table and waits. At 12 o'clock, the shoemaker sees 5 elves. They jump onto the table and start making the shoes. The shoemaker sees their clothes too. They are very old and not very nice. At 5 o'clock in the morning, the elves stop and leave the house. The shoemaker wants to say thank you to the elves. So he makes 5 beautiful small pairs of trousers and shirts. That night, he leaves the clothes on the table with the leather. In the morning, the clothes are gone, but the leather is still there. First, the shoemaker is sad. "The elves are not making shoes for me anymore," he thinks. But then he thinks, "It's great. The elves have beautiful new clothes, and I have a good life now."